نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him. And we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. In continuation of our series about Asma'illah al-Husna, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today's khutbah is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Shakir, the all-appreciative. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. ما يفعل الله بعذابكم إن شكرتم وآمنتم وكان الله شاكرا عليما. Why should Allah punish you if you have thanked Him and have believed in Him? And Allah is ever all appreciative of good, all knowing. Surah An-Nisa, ayah 147. The name Ash-Shakir is a proper name that contains the qualities of perfection. And that name implies compliment and praise, intended for proper naming implying the perfection of description. Any good deed presented to any creature, no matter what, whether animate or inanimate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, will reward whoever makes it in this life and in the hereafter. And any slave, whether a Muslim or polytheist, makes a good deed, Allah will grant him or her in this life and in the afterlife. It is impossible to do a good deed to any party on earth, to whoever creature on earth, and not get rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either in this life or in the hereafter. If you receive a favor from a human being, and because you are a believer, and because you have got some of perfection, you have nothing but to thank him or her, smile to him or her, be grateful to him or her, praise him or her. Then now is that with the honor of the absolute perfection, the creator of the heavens and earth, the honor of the beautiful names and the best attributes. If you do a good deed to a creature, human or animal or plant, this good deed is stored with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, And you are rewarded for it in this life or in the afterlife, or in both. And nothing is lost with Allah, the Almighty. How does Allah, the Almighty, appreciate you? When you are granted a favor, you appreciate the person with your tongue. You say, "Thank you. May Allah grant you goodness." And the great God thanks you if you do a favor to any of His slaves, whether you know or not, whether he or she knows or not. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu had a visitor from the battle of Nahawand who told him about the battle. Then he said, "Commander of the faithful, a lot of people died." He said, "Who are they?" He said, "You don't know them?" So Umar cried and said, "What harm would it do to them that I don't know them when Allah knows them?" Nothing can be lost with Allah. No matter how little or small you picture the deed, no matter how trivial it is, with Allah it is preserved. And if you are granted a favor, you thank with your tongue or be grateful and appreciative in your heart, or you may present them a reward, a present, a deed, or a favor. That great God, the owner of the beautiful names and the best qualities, how does He thank you? This verse clarifies the mechanisms of the appreciation in the contemporary expression. Allah, the Almighty, said, which means, if you give thanks by accepting faith and worshipping none but Allah, I will give you more of my blessings. The Surah Ibrahim, Ayah 7. The meaning of giving more in Allah, the Almighty, is saying, if you give thanks by accepting faith and worshiping none but Allah, I will give you more of my blessings. The increase is either from the same type that you offered money. Allah, the Almighty's appreciation to you is in increasing your money. You offered time. Allah the Almighty's appreciation to you is by blessing your time. If you offer your effort, His appreciation to you is by providing you with someone who offers his or her effort. It is impossible to do a favor and not be rewarded. If you take the money example, if you offer money, Allah the Almighty thanks you by increasing your money. The verse that matches all the cases of appreciation in Surah Ibrahim, Ayah 7, means, if you give thanks by accepting faith and worshipping none but Allah, I will give you more of my blessings. Therefore, Allah the Almighty said, which means, the likeness of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah is as the likeness of a grain of corn. It grows 7 ears, and each ear has 100 grains. Allah gives manifold increase to whom He wills. And Allah is all sufficient for His creatures, needs all knowers. The Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 261. Also, in a hadith narrated by Abu Huraira, say, "My slave, spend, I will spend on you." Hadith al-Qudsi. Also, another hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Bilal radiallahu anhu, "Spend, Bilal, and never fear decrees from the owner of the throne." Allah knows the beneficent and replaces His money. But notice that when someone visits a patient, unconsciously he places a card inside the present to make sure that when the patient opens it, he or she knows who had sent it. You are not satisfied with giving it to his son, nor with putting it the card on it in case it may fall. You put it inside to ascertain that he knows where it comes from. Allah the Almighty says what it means, and whatever you spend for spending in sadaqah, charity for Allah's cause, or whatever vows you make, be sure Allah knows it all. The Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 270. Allah the Almighty assured you that any good deed you do to any creature, no matter what, is in Allah's knowledge. And with Allah, you don't need a card that shows who did the favor. Now you need to make sure that the deed you made in Allah's knowledge, man, as Allah the Almighty said, loves money. In Surah Al-Imran, verse 14, the meaning, beautified for men is the love of things they covet, women, children, much of gold and silver, wealth, branded beautiful horses, cattle, and well-tilted land. Man was created on a nature and he has orders. His nature is to take the money, the order is to spend it. His nature is to sleep, the order is to wake up and pray. His nature is to look thoroughly to woman's beauty in the order to look, but the order was to look away. His nature is to talk about people's scandals, but the order is to keep silent. For that reason, Allah the Almighty says to you, which means, and whatsoever you spend of anything in Allah's cause, He will replace it. Surah Saba, Ayah 39. Aren't those who spend their money for the sake of Allah satisfied with those two verses? Allah knows and He replaces. And no money is decreased with good spending, charity, and sadaqah. My slave, spend, I will spend on you. Spend, Bilal, and never fear decrease from the owner of the throne. The secretive charity, sadaqah, extinguishes the anger of the Lord. The stories that are told about this topic can't be counted. Even the believer is ashamed from Allah. Abdullah ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, one of the great companions, had a lot of money. Once he was told that he was going to paradise crawling, he said, by Allah, I am internet jogging. What can I do if I spend 100 in the morning so Allah rewards me with 1,000 in the evening? I hope that you would ask a beneficent about what happened to him after spending money. Knowledge is better than money, because knowledge protects you and you protect the money. Allah protects man with knowledge, but if you spend the money on the calculators, it will decrease. But with Allah's mercy, it increases. Therefore, we might neglect the calculations of blessings. If man spends his money, Allah will bless him in his money. The least limit is that Allah protects him against fatal disease, from the tyranny of a tyrant, from requisition or misdemeanors, from the tyranny of the powerful, from the destruction, from fire, devastation. These are the negative livelihood that Allah will protect the person from if he spend money in his cause. Sometimes Allah the Almighty blesses him in his money. With a reasonable amount of money, he can achieve big goals. That is a reward from Allah the Almighty to the beneficent. He keeps him, protects him, and blesses him in his money. Those are two motivators for spending money. Allah knows, Allah replaces the beneficent, the money he spend, that means Allah doubles him, his money many folds. You can deal with Allah in Quranic verses, and you can deal with him in a scientific way. If you get closer to him with spending, he will reward you with a big reward. And whatever you spend for spending, in a sadaqah or a charity for Allah's cause, or whatever vow you make, be sure Allah knows it all. And whatever you spend of anything in Allah's cause, He will replace it. Allah is all appreciative. If you spend from your money, Allah will increase your money. And no money is decreased by charity or sadaqah. The second meaning, any good deed towards any creature, no matter what it is or who he is a good loan to Allah. And there is a Quranic verse that makes the believer shiver when he reads in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 245. The meanings of the verse, who is he that will lend to Allah a goodly loan so that he may multiply it to him many times? Allah the Almighty considered any good deed, even if it was toward an animal, a plant. If you water a plant, that deed is multiplied in reward. Every day you are encountered with lending Allah a good loan. That is a very accurate meaning. The great God says to you, my slave, lend me, take care of that creature, feed that hungry, dress that naked, treat that patient. There are believers with crafts who serve part of their experiences for the sake of Allah. The doors of good deeds are uncountable. If you serve someone, feed a hungry person, dress a naked one, fulfill someone's need, if you are an employee and a customer came from a distance, accommodation is very expensive, you freeze all your work and serve him, it is impossible that this will be lost with Allah. Therefore, good deeds protects against ill doings. Any favors you do to any creature is considered as a good loan to Allah the Almighty. In Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 245, the meanings, who is he that will lend to Allah a goodly loan so that he may multiply it to him many times? You are exposed to answering people's need every day. Someone asks you, a patient asks your help, a lost person in the streets asks you about directions, and he is a stranger, and you help him get directions, and many uncountable stories. Those who dealt with Allah tasted the reward from him, the spiritual reward and the material one by giving. So when a person is beneficent and he receives welfare from everywhere, that is because of his good deeds. And your mission in life is to worship Allah. Then thank him. Because if you worship him, rewards will come from everywhere. In Surah Az-Zumar, verse 66, the meaning, nay, but worship Allah alone and none else, and be among the grateful. Your mission is to worship Him the right and truthful way. The good deed and the accurate talk are part of the right worship. Your size to Allah is the size of your good deed. Ask yourself, what have I offered to my country? If you offer it the good manufacturer, your work will become worship. Therefore, they said, the work that you live by, if it is originally legal, and you take the legal ways and seek your own sufficiency and your families, serve the people in general and the Muslims in particular, and if that craft does not keep you from Allah obedience, nor prayer, nor seeking knowledge, it will turn into worship. Therefore, Muslims' habits are worships. His habits and welfare being, he brings food to his family. He takes his family for a picnic. All these are considered worship to Allah, because his goal is to please Allah, the Almighty, through serving his slaves, whereas the hypocrites' habits are bad deeds. Sometimes the deed in front of you is trivial. You smile in your employee's face, just a smile. You ask him about his well-being. How are you? If you smile in the face of people who work with you, if you ask him how he or she is, your smile in your brother's face is a charity, sadaqah, no matter how small you suspect. The deed is, it is big to Allah, the Almighty. An Arabian came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Messenger of Allah, preach me and be brief. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam read the paragraph from Surat Al-Adiyat, ayah 7 and 8, and the meaning, so whoever does good equal to the weight of an atom or a small ant shall see it, and whoever does evil equal to the weight of an atom or a small ant shall see it. The Arabian said, that is enough. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the man has comprehended. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a hadith Qudsi, and this is narrated by Bukhari and Muslim, if he remembers me in himself, I remember him in myself. And if he remembers me in a crowd, I will remember him in a bitter crowd. And if he gets nearer with an ebb of the hand, I will get closer with a cubit. And if he gets closer with a cubit, I will get closer with an ill. And if he walks to me, I will jog toward him. As soon as you approach Allah, the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala, with one step, you will find that He approaches you, because He is the all-appreciative. he gets closer to you with some more details in the Sahih Hadith. If he remembers me in his self, I will remember him in myself. And if he remembers me in a crowd, I will remember him in a bitter crowd. You might give a speech in a certain community, in a group of honorable brothers, during contracting a marriage, at an evening or at meetings, you talk about Allah, the Almighty, and forget yourself, your heroism and accomplishments, you just talk about your Lord. If he remembers me in a crowd, I will remember him in a bitter crowd. There is a higher level. You are remembered with goodness. You have good reputation. That is from Allah, the Almighty's favors to you, and from accomplishing the name Ash-Shakir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he gets nearer with a hand, I will get closer with a cubit. As soon as you move towards Allah with a reconciliation, with a repentance, representation, with charity, with reciting the noble Quran, with a good deed to a creature, just getting closer to Allah the Almighty with his hand, he will get closer with an ill. He waits for an initiation from you, a move, approach, and that is very clear. Just getting closer to Allah with a good deed, with a voluntary fasting, voluntary prayer, preventing your eyes from looking at haram, keeping your tongue, serving someone, feeding a hungry, or with guiding an astray one, with all those, Allah will get closer to you. And if he gets nearer with the hand, he will get closer with the cubit. And if he gets closer with a cubit, I will get closer with an ill. And if he walked to me, I will come to him jogging. Allahumma inna nas'aluka bismikal azim alladhi idha du'aita bihi ajabt wa idha su'ilta bihi a'tayt. Iqdi hawa'ijina wa farrij karbana waghfir dhunubana واستر عيوبنا وتب علينا وعافنا واعف عنا وارحمنا برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء. اللهم اجعلنا إلى جمال آياتك ناظرين وإلى روائع قدرتك مبصرين واغفر لنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وإمامنا وقدوتنا وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.